we've got big weather happening in the Gulf of Mexico. Hurricane Michael is bearing down on the Florida coast right now. It looks like it's a Category 4 storm, expected to make landfall Panama City sometime this afternoon. Well, we've done this before. It's tough technologically to get this hooked up, but joining us now on the ticket hotline is Hurricane Michael from the middle of the Gulf Coast. Hello, Hurricane Michael.
Hi, boys. Hurricane Mike.
Oh, you like to go by Mike. Hurricane Mike.
Yeah, Hurricane Mike. Let's just say those are the terms that this storm is being talked about by just about everyone around there.
Well, you look like you're a very big, formidable storm. I think you're Category 4 right now, but they say you could be Category 3 at landfall. Can you confirm what are you right now?
Look, there's only one cat worth noting, and that is the Catman of the Americas, an all-out lying outpost. So if I'm a Cat 3 or Cat 4, it makes no difference to me. I don't care. I mean, I would have come on earlier, but George doesn't like it when I come on.
That's not true.
Yeah, no. George doesn't like it when I come on.
I love it when you come on here.
George doesn't like it.
Well, don't worry about George.
Okay, all right. Well, it's not only nice to be on, but I think this interview will be both perspicacious and profligate.
Okay.
Or some such.
Well, do you think you're going to be bigger than Hurricane Florence or Tropical Storm Gordon?
Well, just as long as you don't mention Hurricane Grego to me, we're fine, okay?
Okay.
That hurricane's dead to me, but I will say this, Giorgio.
Okay.
I'm a hell of a lot bigger than that tropical storm goofy deer that you mentioned.
Oh, Gordon?
Yes, Tropical Storm Gordon. He is not your friend. He is not your friend.
Sure he is.
Hey, I've got a few tricks up my sleeve. Can I promote a few things coming up?
Okay.
And in your Fairburg later this afternoon.
Okay.
Coming up this evening, What's in Mike's Eye? This is where I detail the town directly in the center of my Brillo pad of hell. It is the eye of my hurricane.
Oh, man.
That will be this evening at 6.
Okay.
Also, Petty Theft playing Lee Harvey's downbeat at 8:30 this evening. I'll be involved in that.
Okay.
And let me tell you this. When you are a storm of these biblical proportions, there are certain measures one can take in order to be at that level of preparedness that one would be advisable to those whom reinforcements are of paramount preoccupation.
It's hard to follow.
Don't seek shelter in a mobile home or I will find your ass.
Okay? All right.
Don't drive into the storm surge or I will kill you with ranger talk.
All right. That sounds like sound advice.
Number 3, don't leave your windows open to equalize the pressure or you'll just
you forgot about number 3, didn't you?
Yeah, I kind of did. Well, just be prepared because I'm not the only hurricane coming your way.
Oh yeah, what else?
The dark cloud of Hurricane Danny will be approaching the states.
Oh no!
Clean up after me. Yeah,
that's not in alphabetical order, but okay.
And then after that, I want everyone to get their little flashlights going and step into their safe rooms and welcome the Atlantic's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top hurricane, the Cobra, Hurricane Corby.
Yeah, I don't think they go in that order, but okay.
Well, I hate to end this unstable premise, boys, but I got band practice in 20 minutes. I've got two new Petty tunes to learn.
Okay, take it easy, Mike.
Yeah, I know that. I will take it easy. I appreciate that.
Good luck making landfall.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, boys.
Uh-oh. From the Gulf.
You could tell we had on an actual hurricane because you could hear the wind.
Right. That confirmed it.